Let's see, it's Thursday, February 23rd at about 1:30 in the Farron Camp Room, and we have in front of us today Senate Bill number 76 with fiscal notes attached. And I believe it was introduced at the request of Arthur Snowden, the Administrator of the Alaska Court System. Mr. Snowden.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Art Snowden. I'm the Administrative Director of the Judicial Branch of Government. As you know, the non-covered employees of this state, not just in the judicial branch, but statewide, have not received a pay raise in over 5 years. In fact, as you did give the unions a pay raise about 3 years ago, 3.2%, and now I have a union with 200 of my employees in it. And as you also know, by statute, the personnel board must do a study every year on salaries within the state, and they have produced this study, which I think you have part of in your packet. And they recommend that the statutory pay scale for non-covered employees be increased by 6.2% as of July 1. The reason they recommend this is they have found that non-covered employees are 6.2% behind where the union employees are in this state. And they state some pretty persuasive reasoning behind their recommendation, mainly that the state law requires it. The State Personnel Board has looked at AS 3925-152B, which says that the statutory pay plan must reflect the principle of like pay for like work, and that's not happening when union people are getting X and non-covered people are getting Y. They also quote AS 3927-035, which says annual pay schedule shall be developed taking into account the statistics and reasonable internal pay relationships, which means that union and non-union employees are to be paid the same amount of wages. So I come here on behalf of all the non-covered employees in this state who are well behind their union counterparts, and I obviously know the state's in a fiscal crunch, and I know that possibly you will be looking at cutting salaries in the future. All I suggest to you is that everybody should be treated equally, and if you want to cut salaries, put everybody on the same footing before you cut salaries. The non-covered people are already 6.2% behind the union people, and that is not equitable, it is not fair, and according to statute, it's not legal. I would be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Just one, Art. When you say that they haven't received any pay increases, is that an overall percentage increase? Do some of your people still get merit increases every year?
Yes. Like everyone in the state, including union members, all employees other than judges, commissioners, legislators, and a few of us, the rest of us, because I don't get increases either, are on a step system where they get, five increases over 5 years. Certainly you might want to look at changing that system in the future. But again, so do all union employees get step raises every year. The problem is the base salary for unions is 6.2% higher than your non-covered employees.
Do we, Chairman, have that report in the office?
We have the full report right here, and on the left side of the packet, the findings of the Department of Administration.
Did every legislator get a copy of that report?
I do not know that, Mr. Chairman. I did testify in front of the House Finance Committee on this when I gave my budget overview, and I made sure they all had copies of that. But I don't know if every legislator was sent a copy of this by the executive branch.
Chairman, would you see that all senators have a copy of that report, please? There may be a little memorandum explaining Arthur's main points.
Okay.
Any questions? Anybody else want to testify today? Easy meeting. For the record, let it show that Senators Miller, Ferguson, Kelly, and Duncan are present. And Senator Sadle also. So with that, and the Senator... Did somebody else want to speak? Oh, I'm sorry. Come on up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike McMullen. I'm the Acting Director of the Division of Personnel, and it is our division who is the author of the report. And to answer your specific question, we only transmitted one copy each to the House and Senate. I'm here to answer questions, but obviously they're basing their recommendations on the bill, on our report, so I thought I'd be available to answer questions that may have raised. At the time I did the report, which was, the data was finished up in July of 94, and then reviewed by the personnel board in August and September on this, on part one of the report, which is the salary part. At that point in time, the statutory salary schedule was in general 3.6% behind the salary of all of the bargaining units. And in addition, one bargaining unit had agreed to a pay raise effective July 1, 1995. At the start of FY 96, and that contract had been signed. The monetary terms transmitted to the legislature, and the legislature completed the session, adjourned without taking any actions to indicate a disapproval of those monetary terms. The other major contracts affecting general government, classified service employees, the three major ones were still up in the air for anything happening in 96. Fiscal year 96. So at that point, the recommendation was to catch up the 3.6% that the unions had for several years, plus the known 2.5% for the one union that had signed. And at that time, on the bargaining table for three other unions were proposals that dealt in the neighborhood of 2.5% that would have come into effect July 1, 95. And it's those two, the 3.6 and the 2.5 compounded that raised, that came to the 6.2%. Recommendation that we arrived at. Since that time, some other things have happened. The supervisory bargaining unit has agreed to a contract proposal that would raise their rates 6.67% July 1, 1995, and at the same time would move them to a 40-hour work week. The arguably that it's either buying a 40-hour work week straight across the board, or is in part recognizing cost of living differences since their last pay increase. We've testified on those monetary terms earlier. Also, the Labor Trades and Craft Bargaining Unit has settled for an agreement which extends their normal work week to 40 hours, and since they're all hourly employees, that provides a de facto 6.67% pay increase for those employees who normally work only 37.5 hours. For those in that group which are already working regular overtime, it represents no increase in their pay at all. And that's just the pay part of the contract. As we testified, there's other changes that went on as well. With that background and those changes, those are other things which are changing and are before the legislature. In terms of the administration's position, we have taken the position with the largest bargaining unit, general government, which is still in negotiations, that pay increases would have to come from essentially a refinancing internally to the bargaining unit. And since we don't know the outcome of that, and they're by far the largest unit, and would be the one which in general we would want to, it would be the biggest comparison when we're doing the sort of analysis that we're required to do by statute in recommending pay changes, right now it is a question mark of where the ultimate outcome probably should be. There's negotiations, there's another session going on this very afternoon. It's hard to predict when we'll have an agreement, if indeed we will. And of course the terms you already have in front of you may or may not affect the negotiations with this group.
Okay, what I'd like to do is send this bill on to the Finance Committee, where the ultimate decision will be made in any case, along with the other, well, is there another term? We did hold hearings on the collective bargaining agreements several weeks ago, but we don't have a bill in front of us on that. So the decision will probably be made up of the fifth floor. Senator Miller.
Mr. Chairman, with that in mind, then I would make a motion that we move Senate Bill 76 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Without objection, Senate Bill 76 moves out of committee. And is there any other business to come before the committee today? Great. We are adjourned.